Hey, it's me, that guy from that thing you're about to hear. Thanks for listening to the Todd Bromwell Camp Show podcast.
And we welcome you in at 4:02 on a rainy Tuesday. I don't think this was in the forecast today. The Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on 1600 AM Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 107.5 FM, and in Iowa City at 106.3 FM, the South Gym. Ooh, boy, we got a good program for you today. Dave Ennett, the play-by-play voice of the Northwestern Wildcats, will be with us inside the 5 o'clock hour as the countdown to kickoff takes us to Evanston, Illinois, and the Northwestern Wildcats as we get ready for Big Ten Football Media Days in Chicago next Thursday and Friday. We'll also catch up with Brad Botkin of CBS Sports as we'll get his thoughts on a game-changing weekend in the NBA. This is the offseason fully underway. Free agency pretty much wrapped up with Kawhi Leonard's decision. The Paul George trade, lots to get to with Brad and a whole lot more. But Alex, we're not in the KGYM studios right now. As a matter of fact, we're out and about.
We're out and about. We are at Chick-fil-A Lindale with our friend Mark, and we're celebrating Cow Day with everybody, which means that if you come into Chick-fil-A Lindale in some sort of cow attire, lenient, they're a little bit lenient with it, but in some sort of cow attire, you get a free entree.
Till 7 o'clock tonight, it's Cow Days at Chick-fil-A across the country. We are at the Lindale location on Collins Road, 217 Collins Road Northeast, if you're unfamiliar with it. Mark, this is a tradition. Can we hit the cowbell? We got to hear that cowbell there in the background. And Alex,
more cowbell.
Alex put it as best as we can. Come in any sort of, we've seen an inflatable cow outfit. We've seen people coming in with just a piece of poster board around them with some black spots on it. It'll get you a free entree until 7 o'clock tonight, and we'll tell you a little bit more about Chick-fil-A coming up throughout the program. They got some great summer menu items that are available for a limited time only. Lots more to get to. You can hit us up on the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line, 319-366-1600. The third member of the traveling party, our producer Kyle Mann, will be with us on site as well. That means Jeff Downing is holding down the fort back in the KGYM studios. Lots to get to. We've got a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. We're going to give away sometime between now and 6 o'clock today as well. And I said 6 o'clock because we are off an hour early for the All-Star game tonight in Cleveland, the 90th Midsummer Classic, pitting the American League against the National League. And no better place to start than last night's Home Run Derby, because for a while there, you had to be feeling pretty good about your selection of Vladimir Guerrero Jr. winning the whole thing. 29 home runs in the first round, and then comes back with an epic semifinal showdown with Jock Peterson of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
That was just magnificent last night, and I felt good about everything that we saw. We'll get to what I think this means for baseball in a second, but I felt good from beginning to end about my selection of Vladimir Guerrero Jr., even though he didn't technically win it. I think, what did he hit, 40 more home runs than the actual winner, Pete Alonso? You can't take anything away from what Alonso did. But what do we say? There needed to be some kind of epic performance to get people on Twitter, to get people tuned in to the Home Run Derby. And that's exactly what we saw from Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Jock Peterson in that second round showdown.
91 home runs last night for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. And you can make the argument, as you just alluded to, Pete Alonso of the New York Mets won the Home Run Derby. He takes home $1 million, which basically more than doubles his salary. The rookie minimum is about $500,000 right now. So a big night for Pete Alonso, who was undrafted coming out of high school. Talk about a tremendous story. The guy has developed into one of the best power-hitting first basemen in all of Major League Baseball. Alonso may have won the Home Run Derby, but Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Vladito, as he is known around the game, captured the hearts and minds of not just baseball fans, but I think anybody tuning in last night. The joy that you saw. He wanted to win that thing last night, and it was a
a reminder that a lot of people didn't think he deserved to be there. He hadn't exactly set the world on fire this year after coming up from AAA Buffalo, making his debut. I think he's got 8 home runs during the regular season. But if you've seen him perform in the past, and most people who have seen him in person, he came through the Midwest League, unfortunately, here in Cedar Rapids. He was promoted about 2 weeks before Lansing played here in the 2017 season. So we never got to see him at Veterans Memorial Stadium. But Lansing came through Clinton early in the 2017 season. And I talked to a couple people that saw him take batting practice that year. And he was the real deal then. He's the real deal now. And this was undoubtedly a major win for baseball last
night. Absolutely.
It wasn't a major win for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Now, you can make the argument that during that entire epic showdown between Jock Peterson and Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Pete Alonso and Ronald Acuna Jr. were just sitting around resting up. Now, I saw somebody on Twitter last night that said Pete Alonso should have been doing bench presses or something in between that break so that he faced the same amount of fatigue as Vladimir Guerrero Jr. did during the finals. Incredible. I don't know how else you could describe that. And I don't know what Major League Baseball does for an encore performance tonight with the actual game itself. But that's our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast. Who wins the game tonight, the AL or the NL? And does it matter at this point?
I'm going to say that the NL wins, but for the encore performance, I don't think they're going to be able to follow that up, which brings me to Major League Baseball needs to embrace the home run derby as a way to draw fans in. There are so few ways, so few things that they can do. They're trying all these different things, pace of play. I think it was reported yesterday that Rob Manfred said he's inclined to suggest to the rules committee that they're going to make a 3-batter pitch limit. If you bring in a pitcher, he has to face 3 batters. All that stuff, I don't think that's going to change anything up. But I will tell you, for fringe fans, for people who don't sit there and watch 80 baseball games a year, don't have a team, don't follow Major League Baseball all that much, they were tuned in. They were tuned in to the home run derby. The time aspect, the kids, the young, exciting players. And also, I thought that you mentioned Vladimir Guerrero Jr. wanted to win. So did Jock Peterson. So did Pete Alonso. They took it seriously. They had fun, but there was also that competitive nature to it. And all of that made a spectacle out of an event that it seems like 5 or 6 years ago, we're talking about, you know what, this event is kind of a throwaway. And it's become, a very important point on the Major League Baseball calendar.
Well, I don't know how you can possibly top that last night. I know there were some comparisons to what Josh Hamilton did in 2008 at the All-Star Game at the old Yankee Stadium. It's important to remember Josh Hamilton didn't win that home run derby either.
Right.
So we remember these indelible moments throughout the home run derby's history. And these guys, Josh Hamilton and Vladimir Guerrero Jr., they didn't win, but they win because we remember them more than the winners themselves. Was it Bobby Abreu Jr.? Was that the year that he...
Justin
Morneau. Who, interesting note last night, Morneau remains the only Canadian to win the home run derby. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., widely thought of when people hear his name, they think, oh, Dominican Republic. He was actually born in Canada while his dad was playing for the Montreal Expos, so he's a dual citizen between the country of Canada and the Dominican Republic. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. just absolutely put on a show last night, and I don't know what Major League Baseball does to top that. Now, Matt in Fairfax on the text line says, why make rules for the Derby when you're not going to follow them? He points out that most of the home runs should not have counted last night. This is the second year in a row that there's been a sort of controversy here with you're supposed to wait until the ball has landed.
Correct.
Before you are able to throw your next pitch. And they were sort of
being very, very liberal with the interpretation of that last night. But I'm fine with that because if you watch the Derby, and again, I know rules are rules, but those guys were getting into a rhythm. And whether it was John Schneider who was throwing to Vladimir Groh Jr., John Schneider, former manager of the Lansing Lugnuts, who managed Vladimir Guerrero Jr. in Dunedin a couple years ago, or Dino Ebel, who was throwing to Jock Peterson. Interesting side note on Dino Ebel. He was the batting practice pitcher for Vladimir Guerrero Sr. With the Angels, the year that Vladimir Guerrero's dad won the home run derby. And those guys noticed or could tell that their hitters were getting into a rhythm. And I think if you would have waited until the ball had completely landed, you're probably not getting into some of those hot streaks that we saw last night where guys were just continually hitting home run after home run. So, again, I guess you could look at this and say part of this is Major League Baseball not getting out of its own way here. As, you know, why put that rule in place in the first place, other than the fact that maybe it's a safety issue?
They have a bunch of kids in the outfield catching fly balls. It's the safety issue, and I get that. I really do. When you have Pete Alonso hitting the ball at 115 miles an hour or whatever he was last night, I understand that you don't want a bunch of 10-year-old kids out there looking up for a fly ball and then another one flying at them at the same time.
I'm not sure I would have put my son on the field with Vladimir Guerrero Jr. out there hitting baseballs the way that he was. 8220 on the text line says it's the first time ever that he caught his wife saying go, go, go when a ball was hit during the home run derby last night. These are the type of things that Major League Baseball needs to capitalize on. So, of course, what are we talking about today? We're talking about Rob Manfred turning a blind eye to the fact that something is different with the baseballs this season, that home runs are up across the game. And we're going to get to this coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, because is there such thing as too many home runs? We may be at that breaking point for baseball right now. But the story last night, the home run derby, the story tonight will be what? 319-366-1600, as we, again, will step aside on all three frequencies at 6 o'clock for the All-Star game. Now, that does not mean we are completely unheard of after 6 o'clock tonight. Alex and I are still going to be hanging out here at the Chick-fil-A near Lindale Mall till 7 o'clock tonight. We'll break in every once in a while letting you know some of the stuff that's going on here. But stop on out if you're looking to grab a bite to eat. 4:15 is kind of a strange time. It's a little bit in between lunch and dinner at the moment, but you have time to run home, figure out how to make yourself look like a cow, and get here to the Chick-fil-A on Collins Road. Now, this seems almost like last year's notes that we were telling you about. Don't worry about the road construction. How long has Collins Road, in particular this stretch of Collins Road, been under construction? Don't let that bother you. Chick-fil-A and all of the businesses here on Collins Road are open. It's not that difficult to get in here. So stop on in and enjoy Cow Days. You can get your picture taken with the Chick-fil-A cow. I believe he or she was roaming around here. And don't forget, they've now got the mobile app that you can download on your phone. You pick up points. You can use it for free sandwiches, free treats, things like the limited time only peach milkshake that makes its return every summer. As a matter of fact, had one of those yesterday, and it was delicious. 319-366-1600 as we continue to take a look at the text line. Mike from Marengo wondering, were those the same baseballs that they used when Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire were playing? Well,
I don't think it was the baseballs then.
It wasn't the balls that were juiced in the late 90s and the early 2000s. But there's no doubt in my mind that something is different this year with the baseballs. Major League Baseball has hinted at this, but they refuse to confirm that.
Didn't Rob Manfred basically confirm it yesterday? He said that studies have showed that there's something a little bit different about the baseballs. Okay, you're the commissioner of Major League Baseball. wouldn't you be the first one to know if something was different about your baseballs?
Like, yeah, I mean, that would be like somebody running a soap company or something and claiming that they're not quite sure what's in their soap.
I mean,
but hey, it works. It's clean in your skin, and maybe there's something in here that's abrasive. Maybe there's not. I don't know.
It's like the Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa era players. Oh, I rubbed this cream on me. I didn't know it had some kind of weird additive in
it. The cream and the clear. For those of you who recall the Barry Bonds era, Barry Bonds, by the way, mentioned in Bud Selig's new autobiography. I have a pretty nice baseball library at home. I enjoy reading about the game. I don't know if I'll be able to bring myself to pour through Bud Selig's version of history and his time at the helm of Major League Baseball, but he takes some shots at Barry Bonds in his book. I've seen some excerpts out there. The baseballs are different this year. I don't know why Major League Baseball isn't just coming out and being completely transparent with this. The reason that you pretty much know this is because for the first time, AAA baseball, both the International League and the Pacific Coast League, are using the same type of baseball. Minor League Baseball and the Major Leagues for years have used a different baseball. I don't know why. Minor League Baseballs, I think, are slightly cheaper, but AAA made the switch to the same manufacturer, the same specifications as Major League Baseball this year, and lo and behold, the offensive numbers in AAA are way up this year as well. So you can't say that there's not something different about the baseball, because we're seeing the results at the AAA level along with the Major League Baseball level. And again, we're going to get into this coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, but because there are some folks out there that say, who cares? More home runs, good for baseball. It's what people want. We're at a point now in the game where 45% of the runs scored in the first half this season have come via home runs.
That's just ridiculous.
It's unprecedented in baseball. So if you're a purist, even if you're not a purist, you have to look at what's going on right now and say, maybe there needs to be a little bit of a correction back in the other direction here. And I don't know how you control that other than addressing the composition of the baseballs midseason, which baseball's not going to do that at all. So I got no answers here other than the fact that...
Just go back to the old baseballs.
Well, I think Justin Verlander would probably like that. The pitchers have not been huge fans of the baseballs the past couple seasons. They were talking about the seams. They were leading to some blister issues, and I don't know whether baseball tried to address that and just caused another set of problems for itself, but we'll see if the ball's jumping tonight in Cleveland at Progressive Field during the actual game. As, again, we'll bring that to you at 6 o'clock on all three of our frequencies, 1600 AM, as well as 106.3 and 107.5 FM. Kyle's going to be joining us here shortly. He'll have a big board update for you, brought to you by the good folks at Alexander Lumber in Iowa City. And the countdown to kickoff will continue today. We're going to check in with the Northwestern Wildcats, the play-by-play voice of the Wildcats. You can also hear him on 720 WGN in Chicago, the one and only Dave Ennett, set to be with us tonight around 5:30. Brad Botkin of CBS Sports coming up with us here in the first hour of the program, as well as the texts continue to come in on the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line, 319-366-1600. Ed making the point about the stitches on the baseball being a little bit different between the minor leagues and the major leagues. It's one of the reasons we saw a couple years ago when Major League players come down to the Midwest League, and it's been two or three seasons since the Colonels have had a Major League rehab appearance, but those guys, especially the pitchers, are using Major League baseballs, not the minor league baseballs, during their rehab outings. You would think that baseball would use the exact same baseball from the rookie level all the way up to MLB, but that has not been the case. Some people aren't really aware of that, but We're talking about – it's the All-Star game tonight, and we're talking about the composition of the baseballs. A major piece of equipment has been altered, and the sport doesn't want to really come out and admit that. They don't want to say anything about – and so you've got Rob Manfred, the commissioner, talking out of both sides of his mouth here and saying – seeming to hint at something being amiss.
Yeah, wink, wink, nod, nod. We didn't change anything. Oh, wait, we probably did.
And his comment the other day on Golic and Wingo about, well, you know, our fans, studies have shown our fans like home runs.
That's why, I mean, I don't know how much more he could admit to changing the baseball than saying that. I know he's talking out both sides of his mouth, but somebody who denies changing the baseball doesn't come out and say, well, studies show our fans really enjoy home runs, and our studies are also showing that the ball is flying out. That's what I got from it.
Yeah,
he pretty much admitted it.
Home runs are nice when you've got your number eight hitter routinely homering, and everybody in your lineup's a three outcome hitter, walk, strikeout, or home run. I don't necessarily think that that's great for the game, but
it's causing, I mean, I know we're going to get to this. It's causing so many problems that they didn't really even think about. Not only with hitters, but with pitchers as well. It's basically running pitch-to-contact pitchers out of the game.
319-366-1600, the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line, if you want to use it to reach us here at the Chick-fil-A Lindale location on Collins Road Northeast. We're going to be here till 7 o'clock tonight. A big thank you to Nick and his crew for welcoming us here once again. Mark, who's in charge of marketing, we heard his cowbell earlier today. As a matter of fact, here he comes clanging again in the background. We love hanging out with Mark at Lunchbox Heroes, and we'll be out and about for Lunchbox Heroes again tomorrow. You can get the full details about where we will be by visiting our website, kgymradio.com. Lunchbox Heroes helped with presenting sponsor Built by Pros and a number of other sponsors, including, yes, Chick-fil-A, where we are for Cow Appreciation Day. You can still come in. 7 o'clock tonight is the cutoff, but we've seen people with children taking paper plates and making cow masks. We've seen black tank tops with some white pieces of paper attached to it.
Yes.
Lo and behold, you've got some spots on you.
Good
You're
call.
Going to get a free entree here at Chick-fil-A. Now, free entree comes with a little bit of an asterisk. Salads are not included. They do have delicious salads here, by the way. I'm not really a salad eater. Mark knows this. Mark knows how much I love that Southwestern chicken salad that they have here. Very, very delicious. He's trying to ignore me. He does the same thing at Lunchbox Heroes. He tries to ignore me. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Trying to be, that's my job, Mark. They pay me to talk and talk and talk and talk, and we'll talk until 6 o'clock. We'll step aside really quick. Kyle's going to be here soon with a big board update for everybody. The Cedar Rapids Colonels announcing their 2019 Hall of Fame class this year and some other news and notes to get to. Brad Botkin of CBS Sports coming up in just a little bit as well. We'll get his thoughts on the changing landscape around the National Basketball Association. Dave Ennett with us in the 5 o'clock hour tonight. And then again, all three frequencies at 6 o'clock will take you to Progressive Field in downtown Cleveland for the 90th Midsummer Classic between the American League and the National League. Poll question today, kgymradio.com. Who wins the game tonight, the American League or the National League? You can vote now through the start of the game. Poll question once again brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. Quick timeout when we return. Brad Botkin of CBS Sports with us next.
Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years, presents another edition of the Cubs Report with Todd Brommelkamp.
With Javi Baez and Wilson Contreras both in the starting nine for the National League during tonight's 90th Major League Baseball All-Star Game, it's time to update the team's media guides. Baez and Contreras become the first Cubs teammates to start back-to-back All-Star Games since Hall of Famers Ryan Sandberg and Andre Dawson in 1991. Chris Bryant is also in Cleveland tonight and will be available off the bench for skipper Dave Roberts. Once the game's in the books, attention can fully turn to the second half, which for the Cubs will begin Friday when they host division rivals Pittsburgh and then Cincinnati in a six-game series. ESPN.com's Jesse Rogers pointed out recently 45 of the team's final 72 games come against NL Central foes. That means the Cubs largely control their own destiny in a Central that features just a 4.5-game gap between first and last place.
Update your backyard and get 11% off landscape blocks now at Menards. Create an attractive outdoor space with Menards' great selection of concrete landscape blocks. Whether it's flawless landscaping or a sturdy retaining wall, there's no limit to what you can create. Right now, get 11% off all landscape and patio blocks. Save with 11% off everything at Menards. Good through July 13th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, I'm a local dollar, and I just want you to know that if you buy local, that local businesses can grow. Put me in the pocket of your local grocery store, or take me to the farmer's market for flowers, soaps, and more. Spend me at the diner, or get ice cream at the pool. Put me down for coffee, or donate me to your school.
KGYM is a local radio station. We are local.
We support local.
Yay!
A local dollar goes a long, long way, but it's never far from home.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Are you ready for a smart-rocking summer of 2019? Here's your summer checklist. Beach towels, beach balls, and beach apparel. Check. Smart rock. Check. Grilling utensils. Check. Live music and deeper tracks of smart rock. Check. Vacation plans. Check. Smart FM app for your mobile device. Check. There. You are now ready to smart rock your way through the summer of 19. Smart FM.
Live from Progressive Field in Cleveland, Ohio, the 2019 Major League Baseball All-Star Game.
Coverage begins tonight at 6 o'clock here on the gym, KGYM.
429, welcome back in. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn out and about tonight on a, well, it's turning back into a beautiful Tuesday night. We are at the Chick-fil-A on Collins Road, the Lindale Mall location, 217 Collins Road Northeast to be exact, celebrating Cow Days with all of our friends here at Chick-fil-A. You still got time until 7 o'clock tonight to make it in and enjoy a free entree, provided that you do your best bovine impersonation as far as your appearance goes. Bring the kids in as well. The Chick-fil-A cow is here. We got some great opportunities for you to take home some prizes as well, and those free entrees go a long way for you, especially on Cow Days if you've got the whole family dressed up. Stop on in. It's an annual tradition, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, with you from the Chick-fil-A Lindale location, and we'll be telling you more about Chick-fil-A Lindale tomorrow after Lunchbox Heroes. The third member of our group is with us on site, Kyle Mann, our producer, set to bring you a big board shortly before we chat with Brad Botkin of CBS Sports. Big board updates on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, brought to you by Alexander Lumber. You can find them right now at their temporary location in Iowa City, 2802 Independence Road, or at the Answers by Alexander Interiors showroom on South Gilbert Street. Here's Kyle.
After a bit of shuffling around on the Iowa women's staff, it was announced that Lisa Bluter has named Ugo Wigwe the new director of basketball operations. She played at Temple and received a master's degree in globalization and development communications before playing overseas, as well as for the Nigerian national team, before spending last season as an assistant coach at Graceland University. Fans will be happy to know that another Hawkeye program added to its assistant staff with a defensive specialist. That's right, Vicky Brown and the Iowa volleyball team hired Bobby Hughes as an assistant coach, bringing him out of the high school ranks in Illinois, where he spent 12 years at Regina Dominican High School. The Colonels made it a perfect 8-0 to start the month of July yesterday with a 6-5 victory over Quad Cities. The Colonels trailed for most of the night before a 4-run rally on the top of the ninth. Gabe Snyder drew a walk to make it 5-3. A wild pitch then scored Jacob Pearson to make it 5-4. And a 2-run single by Tyler Webb brought the lead, closed out with a save from Jose Martinez. The team is off today, coming home for a home series starting tomorrow with the Great Lakes. And as Todd and Alex have mentioned, we're off the air a bit early tonight to bring you the Major League Baseball All-Star Game from Cleveland. We'll pick up coverage at 6 before first pitch around 6:30.
And congratulations going out to former Colonels manager Jake Maurer, one of the four members of the Colonels Hall of Fame class that they're going to be honoring this week at Veterans Memorial Stadium. He joins longtime board member and former Iowa baseball player Gary Keppel and big league veterans Hector Cruz and Jerry Royce as this year's inductees. 319-366-1600, the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. You can use it to reach us here on the campus of Chick-fil-A Lindale, 217 Collins Road Northeast for Cow Days. More on that to come, but as promised, Brad Botkin of CBSSports.com is with us as we recap what has really been a game-changing offseason so far for the NBA. Brad, the best way I heard somebody describe this is if the NBA were a video game, somebody pushed the reset button over the weekend, and that somebody would be Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The league has completely shifted. You just don't know the way that the league sort of functions now in terms of off-season maneuvering. You just don't know one season to the next. Even guys with 3- and 4-year deals, as we see with Paul George, as soon as players want out, we're in that era of player empowerment and players wanting to team up. They can make it happen on a whim, and the league up and shifts just like that. So, you know, everybody was waiting on Kawhi. I think a lot of us, you know, hindsight is 20/20, but I think a lot of us thought the Clippers were the place all along. And then there was enough, you know, that it was down to the Lakers and the Raptors smoke to sort of believe the fire, that everybody sort of gave up on the Clippers, obviously wrongly so, but they made a ton of sense all along. I think they make the most long-term sense in terms of their roster and their flexibility moving forward. Toronto is aging. Kyle Lowry and Marc Gasol and Serge Ibaka are kind of on their last prime legs. So I think in terms of long-term maneuvering, the Clippers were really always the place. I don't think Kawhi is the type of guy that wants to join up with LeBron James. But again, just the reporting went so haywire that nobody knew what to believe. But here we are. The Clippers are, you know, probably the best team in the league, but it's not a runaway. I think this is as wide open as the league has been in decades.
When you look at what Kawhi Leonard was able to do, first of all, keep things so quiet. Nobody was really on to the whole Paul George aspect of it. He was able to get a guy in Paul George who had 3 years remaining on his contract to demand a trade and then have Oklahoma City execute a trade within a week. Have you ever seen anything like what Kawhi Leonard single-handedly was able to do while all of us were completely in the dark on everything?
No, and that's the most fascinating part of all of this, is that in today's age of social media and there's no privacy really in anything, the fact that this was able to be kept quiet is remarkable. It's almost a miracle. I have no idea how this didn't leak out. And they had everybody, I mean, everybody was saying Clippers are out. It's down to the Lakers and the Raptors. Jalen Rose, 99% back to the Raptors on a, he wasn't even just sure it was the Raptors. He was sure he knew the length of the deal. It was going to be a 2-year deal. He was going to do a short-term deal to get to the 10 years where he could get more money for the full maximum when he went back into free agency 2 years from now. Everybody thought they had every detail of this figured out. And lo and behold, they didn't have the team figured out, and they had no idea of the subsequent move of bringing in Paul George. The fact that this didn't leak out is remarkable. I think it also says a lot about where the Thunder believe they are. I think that, to your point, Paul George still had 3 years left on his contract. If the Thunder believed that they were a reasonable championship contender, I don't think they would have bowed to his demands that easily. I think they understand that George and Westbrook had hit a wall, certainly with as good as the West has become. I don't know what exactly that says about Westbrook, but I think it's an admission that the Thunder, as much as they kind of sell, whenever a team has two stars, they sort of sell we're a championship contender. And I think the Thunder, and along with everybody else, really knew that that probably wasn't the reality with them. And so they get a huge haul back, right? They get a huge haul. And maybe that shifting a little bit. For a minute there, we saw Kyrie Irving demanding a trade, and the Cavs didn't really get the kind of return that you would expect for that type of player. The Spurs did not get the type of return from the Raptors that you would expect for a player like Kawhi Leonard. But now with the Anthony Davis deal, now with the Paul George deal, perhaps teams are back into the market of understanding, I can get a swinging deal here for a big-name guy, because the Thunder certainly got that.
At Brad Botkin, CBS on Twitter, did the Lakers overestimate people's wanting to play with LeBron James? It just seems like they thought, well, we'll bring in LeBron James, everybody's going to want to come play with him. Now it seems to be the opposite case.
Couldn't agree more. Could not agree more. I think the Lakers have taken the lazy way out at every turn. They hired Magic Johnson when he was completely unqualified to do that job. They got rid of D'Angelo Russell so that they could draft Lonzo Ball, so that they could get rid of Lonzo Ball. They said that they were in on the youth movement, and then they traded all of them. They basically signed LeBron James and thought that that was going to be the answer to everything. And the bottom line here is, I know Anthony Davis forced his way to the Lakers, but there are qualifiers to that. Obviously, we have the agency situation. They're both represented by Clutch Sports and LeBron's agent in Rich Paul, and there's some maneuvering there. The bottom line is, Anthony Davis was not a free agent who, on his own free will, with all other suitors as possibilities, chose the Lakers. We haven't seen anybody do that. Kyrie Irving, if he wanted to go to the Lakers, he could have gone there, right? Kevin Durant, he probably could have gone there if he wanted to. They would have figured out a way to make room. Kawhi Leonard, he could have gone there if he wanted to. Paul George, when he left Indiana, he said that he wanted to end up with the Lakers. That was pre-LeBron. Then LeBron signs, and he doesn't even give the Lakers a meeting when he's a free agent last summer. So big-name free agents continue to pass over the Lakers. And now they're probably going to pin their hopes post-LeBron, because they are a championship contender right now. They did get Anthony Davis, but they waited so long for Kawhi, they missed on a lot of role players. And also, how many more years of LeBron's prime do they have? They need to get somebody paired with Anthony Davis to move forward for the next decade. So I can already see the writing on the wall. They're planning for Giannis Antetokounmpo in 2 years, just the way they were planning for Durant and planning for Irving. And you know, to their credit, they did get LeBron. But that seems to be the fallback of the Lakers. Just plan for these big-name guys to kind of keep showing up. And maybe in 2 years, guys will be more interested in playing with Anthony Davis than they are with LeBron James. But it hasn't really worked the way the Lakers planned it. But that said, you know, right now, in present time, they're one of the two or three best teams in the league. So it is a little bit hard to quibble with that.
But on the same token, you mentioned all of the players that didn't want to go to the Lakers, and the same can be said in New York, where the second fiddle team gets two big-time free agents, and the New York Knicks are left in the dark. Did this offseason sort of prove that free agents are starting to become wise to bad management and bad ownership can really cause a toxic environment for me as a player if I'm one of those big-time free agents?
Yeah, no question, and I think the Knicks are kind of in a league of their own there. I think they are the, kind of the model of dysfunction. Maybe you could throw the Phoenix Suns in there as just kind of an incompetent front office and franchise, historically speaking, at least over the last decade. And so I think that they're kind of their own case. Now, Brooklyn came in, and they showed what a strong management and what putting together a smart team and smart roster and a culture with a coach that fits the system and all of those kind of ducks in a row can create a pretty attractive environment for even the big-name free agents. I think there's no question about that. But I think that guys not going to the Lakers is more about LeBron than it is the Lakers. Now, the Lakers haven't looked like the smartest front office, but I still think other guys would have been more interested in going there without LeBron there. And that's not a knock on LeBron. It's actually a compliment for him. He's so good. He's arguably the greatest player ever, that joining up with LeBron basically eliminates all credit that any of these guys are going to get if they do win. You just can't hitch on to LeBron. He's so good, that everything is going to be given to him in terms of credit, and anybody who gets criticism is going to be his teammates. And so I just think that guys are rethinking this idea of playing with LeBron, guys that know they can win on their own. Kevin Durant knows he can win on his own. Kawhi Leonard knows he can win on his own. Kyrie Irving at least believes he can win on his own. And Paul George, you know, he feels like he'd rather team up with somebody else because he knows LeBron is kind of the ultimate bandwagon play. So, you know, I think in some ways that getting LeBron may have kind of hurt the Lakers in terms of their ability to get other guys. As crazy as that sounds, I don't think it's an organizational thing.
The reports came out yesterday, that the Lakers intend to use LeBron as a point guard. My response was, wasn't he pretty much already a point guard, and this basically a formality at this point?
Yeah, he's been a point guard for a long time. I mean, they just haven't, you know, he doesn't formally say point guard next to his name on the starting lineup. But he runs the offense, he initiates the offense. He spreads the floor and tells who to go where and orchestrates everything. He handles the ball. He's the guy that runs this. You know, it's point guard is a very, very loose term these days. You know, is Steph Curry a point guard? He plays off ball realistically more than he initiates offense from the top of the key in a traditional pick and roll setting than other point guards do. So, you know, a point guard to me is a lead guard. It is a guy that you're turning to when you need to get settled down, when you need to initiate offense. And LeBron has always been that. So to me, it's sort of a, you know, a formality, a positional change, I guess, if they actually do list him as the starting point guard on day one in the starting lineup. That would be different on paper, but he's been a point guard for a long time now, effectively.
Brad, the Clippers are getting so much attention here. I was reading your piece earlier about the playoff seed predictions for next year. You don't even have the Clippers as your number one seed in the West.
No, I don't. I mean, Denver's really good, and they're built to win in the regular season. I mean, they bring back everybody from a team that probably should have been in the conference finals last year. I think they were better than the Blazers. It was just kind of a weird series, and credit to the Blazers, but Denver's really, really good. Nikola Jokic is a stone-cold superstar. With Jamal Murray, they have one of the best two-man games in the league in terms of their dribble handoff and their pick and roll and their pick and pop. They're so good together. And then all the spacing that they have around them with Gary Harris and Paul Millsap and all that depth on the bench, all of that stuff adds up to regular season wins. When you go that deep with that many good players, fatigue isn't the same kind of factor. They have the best home court advantage in the league, so that's three or four wins in a regular season. They were terrific last year on back-to-backs. That's two or three wins that a lot of teams give up on schedule losses. And you start to add all of this up, the Nuggets, to me, are the team that will go for it more in the regular season. They're young. I think they might be the youngest team in the league. I have to double-check that, but they don't have any reason to be resting anybody. I think they'll win a ton of regular season games. I think the Clippers will finish second. They're going to load manage a little bit. Between Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, we saw what Kawhi Leonard did in Toronto. He's going to take 10 to 15 games off next year, even if he's healthy. Paul George is probably going to miss the first couple weeks of the season with his shoulder injury. They're going to be careful with him. Now, they're deep enough to still win a lot of games, but they're not going to go for it in the regular season, I don't think, the same way as Denver is, as Utah, I believe, will. And I think the Lakers are the same thing. They're going to load manage the heck out of Anthony Davis and LeBron James, and they're going to wait for the playoffs. So, you know, I don't think either of those teams is terribly interested in selling out for the number one seed. They know that come playoff time, it's about stars, and they'll be ready at that time.
The team you mentioned there, the Utah Jazz, are you buying in on the hype of what they've done this offseason, bringing in an experienced point guard like Mike Conley via trade, and Bojan Bogdanovic they brought in as well? But are you buying the Utah Jazz?
I am, no question about it. I think that outside of the Clippers, and I guess you could argue the Lakers as well, they had the best offseason in the league. It's tremendous. Now, the Nets, of course, too, but it's hard to have the Nets in this conversation because right now Kevin Durant's not a part of the conversation. Next year, you know, they had a huge offseason, but I don't think Kyrie Irving moves the needle by himself that much. But the Jazz, man, listen, the only problem with the Jazz, right, we know they're an elite defensive team. The only problem with them is they just couldn't score. Well, they bring in Bojan Bogdanovic, who's one of the best shooters in the world. He's a two-way player size-wise. He plays defense. He plays offense. Then Mike Conley, what he does is he allows Donovan Mitchell now to go off ball and stop worrying about running the offense. He doesn't have to balance his shots with creating for others. He doesn't have to worry about any of that stuff. And he's going to have so much more space now. They're going to have lineups where there are four shooters around Rudy Gobert. Joe Ingles is one of the better shooters in the league when he gets going. We mentioned Bogdanovic. Donovan can shoot. Mike Conley can shoot. Now that floor is going to be so much more space than it has been in the past, and that is going to open up lanes for Donovan Mitchell. I think he had a little bit of a down year compared to what he did his rookie year. I think he has a big resurgence this year with all that space to work with. Utah went from an elite defensive team and a team that had to kind of just scrape by offensively to an elite defensive team and an elite offensive team. And anytime you put a team out there that arguably could be in the top six or seven in both defense and offensive efficiency, you've got a championship contender. Now, only because the West is so unbelievably deep, do I not think that Utah is probably a legitimate championship contender. But they went to another level with their team this year, no question.
How disappointing is it, Brad, that we're not going to get to see a healthy dose of Zion Williamson in the summer league?
Yeah, it kind of stinks, right? But you can understand from the Pelicans' point of view. I mean, what do they have to gain by putting him out there and he maybe gets hurt? But summer league has become really a fun thing that people look forward to watching, and it stinks from that regard. Because I think a lot of people are really interested in what Zion is. I talked to a lot of scouts before the draft who kind of set me back a little bit and said, hey, this is not a can't-miss prospect. I think the hype around this guy was starting to get to the point where this was like a LeBron James or an Anthony Davis, where this was like a can't-miss, for-sure superstar. And I listen, scouts I talk to don't believe that that's the case. We know he needs to get better as a shooter. I've had scouts question even things such as his hand size for a guy that strong. He's only 6'7". When he gets into the lane, he's not going to have that same kind of height, or he's still going to be probably one of, if not the best athletes on the floor, but the discrepancy won't be the same. Is he going to be a guy who can just bully his way to the rim and get buckets against guys that are really, really good athletes that aren't just college guys that he's playing against? I think these are all questions that we have for a guy that so far can't rely on his jumper, and we want to see that as soon as possible. We want to see if the hype is justified, and so Summer League was, you know, our first chance to do that, and so it's disappointing from that standpoint. But, you know, I think with Zion Williamson and most of the scouts that I've talked to, the truest kind of expectation for him is that he's for sure going to be a 10 to 15 year NBA starter on defense and motor alone. This guy plays hard every single night. He is going to be a monster defender that can realistically defend all five positions. Just on that alone, he is going to be a hugely, hugely valuable player. If he can improve the shooting, and that's a big if. People always say that as if it's something that's guaranteed to happen as long as you put the work in. That's not true, and there are a lot of cases where guys just never figure the shot out. It's just not a natural thing for them. And if he doesn't, I don't think he's going to be a superstar franchise carrier. If he does, then he can be. But I think that's the question we're all waiting to see. And certainly Summer League was not going to answer that question, but it, you know, it was our first glimpse to kind of see, all right, you know, what is this guy all about?
Where would be a good fit for Russell Westbrook if, in fact, Oklahoma City trades him?
Well, look, it's really interesting because there aren't a lot of great fits for Russell Westbrook. He's still a really good player, if not a borderline great player. But you can't be a really good team and be in the market for Russell Westbrook because you've already got your top guy. And Russell Westbrook's not a guy that's going to fit as kind of a third player, even though that's probably what he should be on a championship team. So those teams are out. The teams that are fully rebuilding and aren't going to win anything anyway, they're out because they're not going to add that salary for Russell Westbrook to come in and just take over all their youth development. So there's really, to me, only four or five teams sort of right in the middle there where they're not a championship contender, but they're not in a rebuild either. Obviously, Miami, from that standpoint, fits that description. We know that Pat Riley is all about star hunting. And theoretically, if you could get Jimmy Butler and Russell Westbrook together in the Eastern Conference, you probably have at least a fifth seed right there. And then some money comes off of Miami's books next year. Goran Dragic comes off. They could get James Johnson off. So they might have then suddenly two pretty good players that could be lures to bring in somebody else. And I think that's a path that certainly Miami is going to pursue. I've heard Detroit, and they're a team that believes, I think, they're better than I think they really are. But they have, if they have Blake Griffin and Russell Westbrook and Andre Drummond, you could see how they could sell themselves on a big three in an open Eastern Conference, at least from kind of seats 2, 3 through 8. But that's a lot of money, right? You've already got a ton of money invested in Blake Griffin. $124 million would be accounted for in Russell Westbrook the next 3 years. He's got a $47 million player option for a fourth year. Do the Pistons really believe that, you know, that they're going to win a championship or even compete for one with Russell Westbrook and Blake Griffin? That's a lot of money to commit to. The Magic, I think, makes some sense. If they would be willing to trade Aaron Gordon, I think that that's a package OKC would be interested in. My prediction would be Miami. I think that Westbrook wants to be in Miami. I think Miami is motivated to sort of get out of this funk that they've been in for the last few years, just sort of being a boring team that's cap-constrained and they can't make any moves. They got Hassan Whiteside off their books. I mentioned the guys that are coming off their books next year. They're finally starting to get some flexibility. And if they were to bring in Jimmy Butler and Russell Westbrook, does it make them a championship contender? No, but it's a splash move that sort of puts Miami back on the map and moves them forward as perhaps an attractive destination for free agents moving forward when their books do clear. So my guess would be Miami, and I think they have a decent package to offer OKC centered on Bam Adebayo, Justice Winslow, and perhaps the rookie that they got out of Kentucky, Tyler Hero. So I think they have a package OKC would be interested in, and I think that's a place Westbrook makes some sense at.
Brad, appreciate it as always, and we'll see how things settle down. But we'll touch base with you probably sometime around the when we have actual games to talk about in a couple months. How about that?
Nobody cares about the games, right? It's all about the offseason drama. That's what the NBA is all about.
Exactly. Brad Botkin, CBS Sports. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks, guys.
And you can give Brad a follow on Twitter, at Brad Botkin. CBS, as the dust continues to settle after a very short but extremely chaotic free agency period that has completely hit the reset button on the league heading into next season. 4:53, we need to take a quick timeout, but before we do, we'll remind you once again where we are, because we are no longer in the comforts of the KGYM studios. We are on location at the Chick-fil-A Lindale location, 217 Collins Road Northeast, right by Lindale Mall. You can see it from Collins Road. Stop on in. It is Cow Days. You can get a free meal, a free entree at any Chick-fil-A in the country, including the Lindale location, if you show up dressed like a cow. Kids wearing anything cow are going to receive a free kids meal tonight. That is until 7 o'clock, so time is starting to run out. You've got just a couple hours to get in here. The Chick-fil-A Cow Days, always a special time, and we appreciate everybody here for once again inviting us to be a part of it. Quick timeout, as we mentioned. When we come back, we'll let you know what's in store for the 5 o'clock hour, which tonight will be the final hour of the program, and we'll tell you why when we return after this.
Linda Tire Service, where we put service first.
Drive safe this summer with Linder Tire, a great selection of tires from Hankook, Hercules, Nokian, and Yokohama. And to keep rolling safely, stop in for a maintenance check on your car or truck. Linder Tire Service, Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Coupons and more specials at LinderTire.com.
Come to Linder Tire Service for quality tires and service.
More than just tires.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, did you forward me this email from Svetlana?
Yes.
You want me to interview her for a job?
Well, it says she's looking to get down to business.
It also says she likes gentle bear cub man who knows what he likes.
I'm gentle.
Dave, this is a Ukrainian dating site.
Corporate said we should hire more diverse candidates.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Napa know-how.
Right now, Avalanche AC refrigerant is on sale for $19.99. And because it's military month at Napa, every purchase of Avalanche AC refrigerant and other select products will benefit the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. So support the troops and your ride and pick up Avalanche AC refrigerant for $19.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 7/31/19.
We apologize for this Walmart grocery pickup commercial. Because while you can't see the groceries I'll describe, my words may make your stomach growl loud. Get the baby carrots you crunch and the sweet ripe berries that make your mouth water. And now you can order online and get free curbside pickup, freshness guaranteed. So pick up these delicious things without even leaving your car. Sorry, that was my stomach. Walmart grocery pickup, $30 minimum. Restrictions apply. If you're not happy with your order, contact customer care for a refund.
This human resources professional is a rock star thanks to Kronos. And this is her hype song.
I'm the spark before the fire. I'm the power in the train.
have HR, payroll, talent, and time. I'm the dream, you should know that. Now we're engaging all the best people.
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
Slappy!
Dude, where have you been?
Dude, I've been a lot of places, most of them with Zach. I've not been thriving. I've been missing it, kid. A lot of drinking in the day.
I don't drink that much anymore. I don't drink any less.
He still got it! Just so you know, when you get bald, sort of the wheels fall
off
the bus.
Speaking of your mom.
There's a reason they're not on the radio anymore. SVP and Russillo, the podcast. Listen and subscribe on the ESPN app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Twins are off enjoying the All-Star break. Baseball returns on Friday night with a compelling series opening up with the surging Cleveland Indians. Hi, this is Corey Provis on your home for Twins baseball.
On 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
And don't look now, Twins fans, but the Cleveland Indians are hot on the Twins' tail. That should be a great way to kick off the second half. Welcome back in the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn with you from Chick-fil-A Lindale, just off Collins Road on the northeast side of town, celebrating Chick-fil-A's annual Cow Days promotion. It's a nationwide promotion, so you can go to any Chick-fil-A, and as long as you've got some spots on and are dressed like a cow, you can enjoy a complimentary entree. Kids get a free kids' meal if they're dressed like a cow. We just saw a herd of about four or five little cows make their way in the door here. That is until 7 o'clock tonight, and again, nationwide at any Chick-fil-A, but we want you to stop by and say hi to Nick and everybody here at the Lindale location. Don't forget, Chick-fil-A now has the Chick-fil-A mobile app. You can download it onto your phone, pick up points for free food, and you can even use it to pick up food at the drive-thru. Pretty convenient when you stop and think about it. We are off at 6 o'clock tonight for the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. That's on all three frequencies, 1600 AM, as well as 107.5 and 106.3 FM in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. Cleveland, Ohio, the host of the 90th annual Midsummer Classic between the AL and the NL. Our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, who wins tonight's game, the Senior Circuit or the American League? You can stop by and vote now. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour tonight, the countdown to kickoff will continue with a stop in Evanston, Illinois, as Dave Ennett, the play-by-play voice of the Northwestern Wildcats, we'll preview Pat Fitzgerald's program with us. That's around 5:30 tonight. And when we return, a subject that we've touched on already tonight, something's up with the baseballs in Major League Baseball. They're flying out of the park at record numbers. Is there such thing as too many home runs in baseball? 319-366-1600. It's the Todd Bromwellkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you from Chick-fil-A's Lindale location. Hour number two on the way next.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now, when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte,
Here's Dari Noka.
You know, I don't feel great about saying this, but I'm glad John Daly was told he couldn't use a golf cart at the Open Championship. I hate that he pulled out of the event, an event that gave him his second major victory, but I'm more than okay with his request to use a cart being denied. I know it's a tricky topic, a slippery subject. Daly says he has osteoarthritis in his right knee and that it's tough for him to walk. Well, the RNA, which oversees the Open Championship across the pond, says, sorry, but walking is an integral part of this event. And it is, right? Don't tell me that a dude who has wheeled himself around in a cart for 4 days doesn't stay far more well-conditioned and rested than a dude who's walked some 29,000 yards in that time. Or 7,300 yards in one day, for that matter. Yes, professional golf involves walking the course. I hate that Daly has the medical issue. I love watching John Daly golf, or frankly, do about anything John Daly does. But this just feels like the right call here. Bummer, but it's right. In 60 seconds, just look at it. It is ridiculous.
Celebrate Major League Baseball All-Star Week with NetSpend. Show support for your team every time you pay with a NetSpend prepaid MasterCard featuring your team's design. NetSpend is the official prepaid card of Major League Baseball. Order now at NetSpend.com and put America's pastime in your wallet. Subject to card activation and ID verification. Card is issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. NetSpend is a registered copyright. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence, like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. And if you need help from our repair shop, we know some of the best. Want to maximize and restore lost fuel economy? Right now, buy one bottle of Chevron Techron Complete Fuel System Cleaner and get one free. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start the job fast with free same-day store pickup and free next-day delivery. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Just moseying around the internet a little earlier, looking at the ridiculous number of first-round draft picks the Thunder have over the next several years, just seeing it with my own eyeballs. It includes the one they got yesterday from Denver for Jeremy Grant. All of these first-round picks, 2-20, 2-21, 2-22, 2-23, 2-24, 1-25, and 2-26. This does not include whatever they get in an absolutely will-happen trade for Russell Westbrook. Don't forget Steven Adams is still floating around that roster, too. Something else to keep in mind. Most feel that starting two drafts from now, high school players will be able to go straight to the NBA, so that 2021 draft could essentially be a double draft. All this to say, OKC will be a long work in progress, but a construction project well worth watching. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
And this Sports Beat update has been brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, celebrating 15 years of service.
Hi, this is Steve Anderson with Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services. For a while now, you've heard me proclaim my obsession with our beloved Hawkeyes. But my Hawkeye obsession pales in comparison to our obsession with providing you efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services, whether you're buying or selling commercial property or buying your first home. Sure, we love our Hawkeyes, but helping you is our passion. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services, 568 Highway 1 West in Iowa City and HawkeyeTitle.com. The team you love, the people you trust.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate, but you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Next stop, Graham Street. And Brian in the khaki shorts. Your GNL energy bill went up 60% this month. Seems like you'd want to know. Stand clear of the closing doors.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like increases to a recurring bill, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno. Another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
Live from Progressive Field in Cleveland, Ohio, the 2019 Major League Baseball All-Star Game.
Coverage begins tonight at 6 o'clock here on the Gym, KGYM.
Welcome in, 5:06, hour number two of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on 1600 ESPN Radio And also on 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Alex and I are at the Chick-fil-A on Collins Road Northeast here in Cedar Rapids, otherwise known heretofore as Chick-fil-A Lindale, celebrating the annual Cow Days promotion with our good friends here. Just stop on in between now and 7 o'clock tonight. And as long as you make your best effort to appear cow-like, you're going to take home a free entree courtesy of Chick-fil-A. Bring the kids to family-friendly promotion. Kids are going to get a free kids meal as long as they're dressed like cows. They've been doing this since 6:30 this morning nationwide at Chick-fil-A locations. Again, goes until 7 o'clock tonight and only today for the Cow Days celebration. Chick-fil-A, one of the greatest, one of the best, consistently highly ranked fast food places in the United States. And if you've ever been to a Chick-fil-A location, you know exactly why. Their employees are friendly and welcoming, and love to see everybody dressed up as cows today for that Cow Day promotion. So a big thank you to Nick and Mark and everybody here for having us out. The countdown to kickoff is going to continue tonight as we make our way toward next Thursday and our annual trip to Chicago for Big Ten Football Media Days. This time we'll be at the Hilton this year. Looking forward to being back at that particular property. Northwestern is tonight's stop. Dave Ennett, the play-by-play voice of the Wildcats on 720 WGN Radio in Chicago, will be with us coming up in about 15 to 20 minutes as we'll get the lowdown on Pat Fitzgerald and the Wildcats coming into the 2019 season. If you missed it yesterday, Iowa announcing that Nate Stanley, Michael Ojemudia, and
Torrin Young.
I was trying to run through the seniors in my head. Torrin Young's a junior running back. That will be the contingent for Big Ten Media Days next week, and Iowa set to come into the spotlight on Friday, day two of Big Ten Media Days. But we'll be there both days, broadcasting from 4 until 7. So make sure that you check us out next week live from Chicago. Right now, as we prepare for, this is the final hour of the program tonight because we're stepping aside at 6 o'clock on all three frequencies for the 90th annual Midsummer Classic between the American League and the National League. Well, we ask the question going into break, and it's something that we're going to discuss now in a little further detail. Is there such a thing as too many home runs in Major League Baseball? 319-366-1600. A lot of fans, a lot of media members have been taking notice of the increase in home runs this year. Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, sort of addressed this and sort of failed to address this in some of the comments that he's made publicly as part of his media tours in Cleveland for the All-Star game. Something's different with the baseballs this year, and home runs are on the rise. 45% of all runs scored in the first half came via the home run, either the home run or runners were on base and scored following a home run. Is there too much offense in Major League Baseball right now, in particular too many home runs? 319-366-1600, the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line, is how you can reach us here at the Chick-fil-A Lindale location. I'm not quite certain a sport like baseball, which puts so much emphasis on history and numbers and records, I'm not quite sure that this is a great thing for Major League Baseball.
Well, I've said this, I have nothing against home runs, but let's talk about history for a second. In the 80s, if you're a baseball fan, if you were a Chicago Cubs fan, did you ever say to yourself, man, I want 8 Dave Kingmans in my lineup? Did you ever say that?
Not at that particular time, no.
No, but that's what we're seeing in lineups around Major League Baseball right now. So it's not necessarily that the home runs themselves are the problem. The problem is the home runs are coming at the expense of just about everything else, where you contact hitters are obsolete. Pitch-to-contact pitchers are obsolete. So now what you get are a bunch of guys who can take walks, can hit the ball out of the ballpark, they can get on base, their averages are low, which I get that's not a big thing anymore. But I think not only is this affecting the offenses, but as Justin Verlander pointed out, if you're a, first of all, like I said, you're a pitch-to-contact type guy, other than just a handful of guys, your job is pretty much done in Major League Baseball. You're done. So as Justin Verlander pointed out, we basically have to strike people out. You have to avoid bats entirely, or you fear giving up a home run. And what happens is you have a bunch of guys, pitchers, who can throw 99 to 102 miles an hour, trying to avoid bats, racking their pitch counts up, and it's no wonder right now why arm injuries are at an all-time high. So the way it looks right now, the home runs are coming at the expense of literally everything else in the game, and that's how I see it.
Bob Nightingale of USA Today, who occasionally is on the Gym Class with Scott and Mark, wrote a piece headlined, Major League Baseball is at a crossroads. What does it want to become? And inside that piece at USA Today, he points out that 40% of the action in Major League Baseball in the first half was either a home run, a strikeout, or a walk. The three true outcomes, as we've referred to in the past.
Don't you like balls in play? I loved the game of baseball growing up. And yes, home runs are exciting, but you can't have a home run on every play. It's not something. This isn't like the NBA where you get a knockdown three-point shooter who makes 40 to 50% of their shots, and you can supply your offense that way. You're not hitting a home run on 40 or 50% of your at-bats. So home runs, if that's your main source of offense, and there's walks, strikeouts, and home, that's the only thing that you can do. Yes, I think that inherently takes away from the entertainment value of your game.
0696 on the Hurtin and Stocker Jewelers text line says, you don't see many games with great pitching gems. I miss seeing those as well. Something's got to give. You can't have great offense and great pitching. And in this era, great pitching has given way. Now, you still get guys like Max Scherzer, who is continuing to build a Hall of Fame resume. I saw Clayton Kershaw's last start, in which he looked at times vintage Clayton Kershaw. But for the most part, there's a number of things that you can look at and point to for where we're at in 2019 if you're a baseball fan. Continued expansion over the course of the last couple decades, and they're talking about expanding again. There are guys that are in the major leagues right now that 30, 40 years ago would never have got out of the minor leagues because there were fewer big league jobs. But when you expand and you got more rosters to fill out, that's going to dilute everything, including the pitching, part of the problem. The baseball is certainly different. Rob Manfred has talked about that over the last couple days. The players all know. Talk to any player, they'll tell you the baseball's different. Justin Verlander has been the most outspoken about this. And, of course, pitchers are going to be the ones that have the legitimate beef here because their numbers, their performance are impacted by the, I'll say it, the balls are juiced. I don't know whether they've changed the composition, whether they're more tightly wound, the stitches, something has changed. Baseball doesn't want to admit it. They don't want to be transparent about it. But the numbers don't lie. Offense is up across the board. Balls are flying out of the ballpark. Now, granted, strikeouts and walks. We're in this era of launch angle, and guys are no longer embarrassed about striking out.
It's definitely a combination, yes.
There are a lot of things at play here. So we ask you again, is there such thing as too much offense in baseball? Too many home runs? 319-366-1600. You can pick up the phone and give us a call. Our producer, Jeff Downing, back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Or you can text us Same phone number, 366-1600, the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. 1727 says this will make the truly great pitchers stand out even more. They'll have to adjust. That's the problem. I don't know how many truly great pitchers there are in baseball in 2019.
They all get hurt. They all get injured. And that's why what I'm saying and what Justin Verlander is trying to bring up, you don't see guys going 200 innings all that often anymore. You don't see it's almost like the teams, or it's not almost, the teams have adjusted and said, well, we'll have a guy go 4 or 5 innings instead of 6 or 7 and turn it over to our bullpen because they know that they're going to have to strike a bunch of guys out and that's going to increase their pitch count through 4 or 5 innings. So, yeah, there just isn't the – I mean, you think back to the early 2000s, mid-2000s, even the guys with great stuff who were starters would take something off of it, try to get ground ball outs, try to pitch to contact, try to keep their pitch counts down, and you just can't do that anymore.
98-32 says the game is a pendulum, and eventually pitching will catch up. That's just how sports work. I don't see that being the case. I don't see pitching suddenly figuring out a way to neutralize all of the offense, especially when the balls are the way that they are today.
I really don't think that the offense is necessarily taking over. I think you're seeing an increase of home runs, and you're not really seeing an increase of anything else. You're seeing an increase in the amount of home runs and therefore runs, but everything else is sort of on the decline other than strikeouts. So, like I said, I think we're just looking at the sheer number of home runs and not looking at the bigger picture of what it means and what else, what other parts of the game are decreasing, including offensively. Just because the home runs are up doesn't necessarily mean that the offense is controlling the sport right now.
1593 on the text line says that if you're a fanatic and you're watching 100-plus games over the course of a full season, yes, this is bad for baseball. But if you're a casual fan that just catches one or two games or a game here, maybe you're walking past a TV in a bar and it happens to be on and you stop and you glance up, that no, this is good for those. And is this not baseball's problem? Baseball's issue for the last couple years has been you have an aging group of hardcore fans. Baseball's been trying to figure out how to appeal to younger fans. The aging fans, the existing fans, they don't necessarily embrace change all that much. And baseball's been trying to figure out a way to bring younger people in. I think Vladimir Guerrero Jr.'s performance last night in the Home Run Derby, and to a lesser extent, Jock Peterson and Pete Alonso's, that's going to help to bring some people to the game. But that interest is seemingly temporary. I don't know whether in August or September people are going to be tuning in that wouldn't normally have watched baseball because in early July they watched Vladimir Guerrero Jr. put on a show in batting practice.
No, I don't think they will. You're going to need more entertaining games with action, and that's the problem right now is I think Rob Manfred legitimately believes that this style of baseball will bring in the younger fans, and I'm just telling you, this ain't it. This is not the way to bring in younger fans. This is the fringe fans will not take to this, and you're then alienating your hardcore fans, your traditionalists, and to me it looks like a lose-lose cause with what we're seeing right now and the trend we're heading in, the direction we're heading in.
The problem here is that by trying to swing in one direction or the other, you alienate the other group of people. Where your baseball fans, your traditionalists, I don't necessarily like that term, but I'm going to use it here for the purpose of the discussion. The people who like the game, always have liked the game, a lot of them are turned off by what they're seeing. Because it seems as if offense and the game has been cheapened a little bit by the fact that you've got these guys that are traditionally banjo hitters who are now popping 10, 15 home runs in the first half. Of course, you're going to look at that and say something is up here. But in order for baseball to survive further into the 21st century, you need to appeal to that young generation where everybody's trying to figure out how do we get young people involved in this. And we fight this battle in the medium of radio as well, because there are people out there that are concerned about the health and the future of this industry because young people aren't listening to the radio anymore. Well, they're listening, but it's how they've changed how they consume the product, if that makes sense. Baseball's fighting the same battle here. They're trying to get a younger demographic brought into the fold, but in doing so, they risk alienating their current customers. And that's not necessarily a long-term winning strategy by alienating the people who are basically your regulars.
Yeah.
Think of it this way. If Major League Baseball were a bar, the traditional older fans, they're the guys who are there at the corner of the bar every day for happy hour. You see them every day, and you start making changes. You play different music. You're trying to appeal to a younger crowd, and the next thing you know, you look around. I've watched too many episodes of Bar Rescue with John Taffer, clearly. The next thing you know, you look around. You haven't brought younger people in, and you've pushed your regulars away, and you're left with an empty bar. And that's where Rob Manfred, in my opinion, is heading at with Major League Baseball right now.
Couldn't agree. That is the best the way you could possibly put it.
You're cutting off your nose to spite your face.
Yeah, you're alienating the people that you count on, and also not your changes that you think are going to help are not helping.
319-366-1600 if you want to weigh in using the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. 0330 says the game is a business, and leadership saw the new customer base had little appetite to sit for 4 hours and see a 1-2 game. Okay, so they're sitting for 4 hours and they're seeing a 10-8 game.
Yes, a 10-8 game.
What
with
difference
20 does... strikeouts.
Exactly.
And 40 pop-ups and 10 walks. I understand that home runs are a big part of the game, and you're seeing increases in runs, but you're not at all seeing an increase. More runs doesn't necessarily mean or more entertainment value and more draw for a younger demographic of fans, and that's where baseball's at right now.
Well, I'm with 5144. Baseball needs to stop the blackouts. That's a major problem to growing the game. But that's another topic for another time. 4864, they say MLB has the same problem the NBA does, and that's the fact that the regular season is too long and isn't interesting the first half of the season. Is the base? Well, the baseball season's 182 games. Is it too long?
Yes.
162 games.
The NBA season's 82.
And the NBA season is 82. Both of those leagues suffer from probably being too long. The problem is any reduction in the number of games is going to lead to a reduction in revenue, which is going to lead to problems for both the ownership and the players. And I don't think either side wants fewer games. Now, you could look at how do you move? Do you shorten spring training and you start the season a little bit earlier so that you're not playing the World Series in November? I don't have any answer. I don't have any solution here, but I think the big problem right now that baseball's facing is that right before our eyes, the game as we've known it is fundamentally changing. And again, it comes off as old man yelling at a cloud, because 35, 45, 55 years ago, a lot of us grew up playing the game, and the worst thing that could happen was to strike out. You'd take your helmet off, and you'd drag your bat behind you like a caveman, and you'd go hang your head in the dugout in disgrace. And now, strikeout, that's okay. No big deal. You can strike out 3 out of your 4 at-bats as long as the 4th at-bat you're hitting a 450-foot home run.
I think that to that point, there is one thing that could be done that could fundamentally change things back to where a lot of people want them to, but I hate when somebody makes an adjustment in any sport and there are rules made to curb that, but banning the defensive shift would do it. Yet, nobody wants to go down that road because, like I said, somebody somewhere along the line was smart enough to say, let's look at the numbers and see where people hit it, where any given batter hits the baseball, and we're going to put our players in a good position. And quite honestly, it's ruined a lot of really good baseball players' careers.
9666 on the text line is one of those magical unicorns that Rob Manfred and company have been trying to appeal to, the casual fan that has watched more baseball this year and has enjoyed it more. So some of these changes, whether they were intended or not, and I do think Major League Baseball, they won't admit this. I almost think Rob Manfred would be better off coming out and being forthright with his customers and saying, you know what, we were going to do this sort of off the radar. We didn't want to say anything about it, but we did order some modifications be made to the baseballs. They are composed a little bit different, and you guys have noticed, and so there's no reason to hide this from you anymore. The baseballs are different. But they don't. They want to pretend as if nothing is going on here, and I don't think anybody's fooled. 319-366-1600 on the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. Again, we've got people trying to shift the conversation into where you can watch the games or how hard it is to watch some of the baseball games. That's a conversation for a different time, but it goes to, again, part of the problem. Now, 8451 says push the walls back. When you do that, you're going to give up seating. And you give up seating, you give up revenue. And part of the, you know, part of Major League Baseball in 2019 is the closer you can get people to the field, the more you can charge them for the seats. And I don't think anybody wants to go to a ball game and sit in the 400, 500 level. You want to be right on top of the action. So everything that you can come up with as far as the solution to the problem is just going to cause another set of problems. 528, we need to take a quick timeout. Again, we're off at 6 o'clock tonight, all three frequencies, 1600 AM as well as 107.5 and 106.3. We're going to take you to Progressive Field in downtown Cleveland for the All-Star Game. Who wins the game tonight, the AL or the NL? That's our poll question today at KGYMradio.com. We'll step aside really quickly here at the Chick-fil-A Lindale location on Collins Road, celebrating Cow Days with our friends from Chick-fil-A here until 7 o'clock tonight. When we come back, Kyle's going to get you a big board update, and then the countdown to kickoff comes your way again. Our stop tonight, Evanston, Illinois, the banks of Lake Michigan. Dave Ennett, play-by-play voice of the Northwestern Wildcats, joins us from 720 WGN in Chicago. Back with more after this.
So you're upgrading a house, planning an incredible master bath, a stunning open concept kitchen, but for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Create something truly inspired with TimberTech. Design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Imagine the possibilities at TimberTech.com. Bring your outdoor living space to life with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA, LLC, has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
The perfect soundtrack for your active, smart rockin' summer with Smart FM. Playing badminton or croquet in the backyard with the kids. Enjoying the lightning bugs in the evening air. Whipping up that potato salad for the family get-together. Organizing that garage sale. That first date. Whatever this hectic summer brings your way, you can count on Smart FM to provide the perfect soundtrack. Smart FM, 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Live from Progressive Field in Cleveland, Ohio, the 2019 Major League Baseball All-Star Game.
Coverage begins tonight at 6 o'clock here on the gym. KGYM.
5:33, welcome back in. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you from Chick-fil-A's Lindale location on Collins Road Northeast here in Cedar Rapids as the annual Cow Day celebration is in full swing. You've got until 7 o'clock tonight to come in and enjoy a free entree, provided that you've got your spots on, of course. Don't forget to bring the kids, and they can enjoy a free kids' meal if they are dressed up like cows this evening. We're off at 6 o'clock tonight on all three frequencies for the All-Star Game, but we'll still be with you here until 7 o'clock, so you can stop on out and chat with us as we get ready for the game. We're also getting ready to head in the direction of our next guest. Next Thursday and Friday, we'll be in Chicago for Big Ten Football Media Days at the Hilton, and our stop on today's countdown to kickoff takes us to the Chicago suburb, Evanston, Illinois. The Northwestern Wildcats, Pat Fitzgerald's team, getting ready for the 2019 campaign. Dave Ennett, play-by-play voice of the Wildcats. Glad to have you back with us, Dave. How are things going this summer?
Well, I know that the summer is just about over when you guys call me because it's that time, but things are great. How are you guys?
We're great. We were talking with Mike Carman, who covers the Boilermakers, yesterday. They keep moving football media days earlier and earlier. We're not used to sort of doing this in the middle of July, but I guess this is going to be the new normal. So I know we're a little further out than we normally would be from kickoff at this point, but what do things look like for Pat Fitzgerald and the Wildcats this fall?
Well, I think they look promising, and I think that you look at a team which won 10 games 2 years ago, won 9 games last year, won the Big Ten West, and, you know, they bring back an awful lot of key guys, plus, you know, he's been stockpiling some young guys on this team who haven't seen the field yet, but you could just get a sense that the talent level has been getting better and better, and so I think there's a tremendous air of anticipation about this team. I'm not sure that they're going to be as good record-wise as they were last year. I'm not sure they won't be better, but, you know, I think it's that way every year, guys. And I'm really excited to see what this team looks like here in a couple of weeks.
When you look at what they've been able to do, especially in Big Ten play, especially in one-score games the past couple of years, can you put your finger on some of the factors at play? Because it's been truly remarkable.
Well, it is. I mean, I think there's a combination of factors. I think certainly one thing that hasn't hurt them at all is having had a guy who started 53 straight games at quarterback for them. You know, I think most teams in the Big Ten would take that, you know, hands down. They'd love to have consistency at that position. That's part of it. I think they have an experienced coaching staff and an increasingly experienced head coach, and I think that he sets the tone. I think that's helped them a lot. But I look at them and I see a team that has gotten better defensively through the course of Pat Fitzgerald's tenure as coach. And I think that, you know, you look at them, they make key stops when they have to. You go back to their bowl game, the Holiday Bowl against Utah, and in that game, you know, they were down 20-3 at halftime and then outscored Utah, a very good team, by the way, 28-0 after that. And a lot of that was fueled by turnovers, six of them, I think, in that game. So, you know, that's the way they play. They play a lot like their coach plays. And I think they've taken on his personality. They're a smart team. They really avoid making key mistakes, at least in Big Ten games. You know, I think you go back to a couple of non-conference games, or maybe that wasn't the case last year, but, boy, they were good in the Big Ten the last couple of years.
What do you think the biggest question mark on Pat Fitzgerald's mind is right now going into the season? Is there an area that he's truly concerned about?
Well, he doesn't have that four-year starter at quarterback there anymore, but I think they're in pretty good shape at that position with Hunter Johnson, the transfer from Clemson, coming in. Still, when you've had that one guy there for the last 53 games, anytime you have a change, you know, I think there has to be a little bit of a question. How's he going to play, especially in those key fourth down situations and, you know, all those one-possession games that Northwestern tends to win. And that's assuming it's Johnson, because Pat hasn't said that yet. T.J. Green, a guy who played a little bit at the beginning of last year when Thorson was coming off the injury, Clayton Thorson, he still hasn't tossed him out of the picture here, and Pat's not the type of coach to do that. So I think that's one question for him. I think that, you know, defensively, this team looks pretty sound. So I'm not sure there are too many questions there. He is replacing three starters on the offensive line, and the good news there is that they have a lot of depth there. They played a lot of guys on the line, rotated a lot of guys in last year. So that's a question, but they seem to do a pretty good job of coming up with offensive linemen there, you know, after some development. They've managed to find guys. So, you know, I would say it's just kind of, can they get the same kind of chemistry going that they've had the last couple of years with a new quarterback? You know, will they come out and run the football as well as they did the second half of last season after they lost Jeremy Larkin to his retirement because of injury? You know, they kind of stubbed their toes running the football for a while, and then Isaiah Bowser came onto the scene and kind of caught fire for him. So can they have that kind of consistency in the running game from day one rather than, you know, almost halfway through the season?
I think a part of the run thing that makes it so remarkable is the fact that they haven't been able to get the explosive plays the past couple of years, yet they're still finding ways to win. Is there a hope with Hunter Johnson, let's just say it's him as the starting quarterback, that maybe they can produce more of those explosive plays offensively this season?
Yeah, I think for a couple of reasons. And I think that's a really valid observation. I think that they became a little more explosive the second half of last season. They were able to get some plays down the field. They've got some guys. Now, Kyrick McGowan, a guy who can get down the field. J.J. Jefferson, another guy who kind of came on, a true freshman last year. They have some young receivers who haven't seen the field yet, who I think will be part of this passing game this year. And I think that Hunter Johnson, at least the book on him, is that he can throw the ball down the field with accuracy. So I would think it wouldn't be a shock at all to see more of a downfield passing game from them this year. But ultimately, teams, as you guys know, they don't change that much personality-wise year to year. So it'll be interesting to see if they can develop more of an explosive mentality offensively. They had some last year. Like I said, Kyrick McGowan, I remember a game at Michigan State, McGowan, Jefferson, those guys caught deep balls from Thorson for touchdowns. So, you know, they've got the capability there. The other question mark in the passing game, though, is going to be at super back, where, you know, they had to replace Garrett Dickerson last year. They had to replace Cameron Green now. And so who is going to emerge from that group at what's basically their tight end position.
You refer to the last five games of the season, and the one change was Isaiah Bowser at running back. There's not much flashy about the freshman, but how big of a difference did he make for that offense?
He was huge. He really kind of, well, I don't know if you could say he won the game for him, but he certainly played a huge role. And they were in danger of losing at Rutgers, and that would have been a critical blow to their hopes of winning their division. And you really go back and look at the big runs that Bowser had, especially in the fourth quarter of that game. He kind of carried him through. And, you know, they've always had that guy. I mean, they had Justin Jackson for 4 years, their all-time leading rusher. And then they assumed that it would be Jeremy Larkin last year. And, of course, early in the year, he went out. The other guy not to overlook is John Moten IV. I don't know if you guys remember, but in that Big Ten championship game against Ohio State, after the Buckeyes went down and took a 7-0 lead, Moten, on his first play, went 77 yards for a touchdown. So, you know, he's got some speed. And, you know, I think that Bowser he's a bruising kind of a back. He's a durable back. He showed he can carry the ball. He can handle a ton of carries, and I'm sure he's going to get a ton of carries this year.
Northwestern play-by-play voice Dave Ennett with us on the countdown to kickoff. Our stop today, Evanston, Illinois, as we take a look at the Northwestern Wildcats. Kind of an interesting opener for Northwestern. They're going to head west to take on Stanford. How did this game come about, Dave?
Well, this is, I think, the second of a two-game series. The other game was played at Ryan Field to open the 2015 season. That was Clayton Thorson's first start, his first game as a redshirt freshman, and Northwestern won that game. Thorson scored, I think, the only touchdown of the game on a 42, 43-yard run, and Northwestern's defense was able to hold Kevin Hogan and Stanford out of the end zone late. They shut down Christian McCaffrey in that game. Now, here we are in 2019, and you know, a lot of people look back on that loss for Stanford in 2015 as being really a critical blow for them early in the year, and they blamed it on their body clocks not being adjusted and having to play at whatever 9 o'clock Pacific time in Evanston. You know, I think that kind of stuck it across a lot of people at Northwestern. This game is going to be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon Pacific time, out in Palo Alto in September. So this is straight up the time that teams like to play college football. And, you know, I think it's kind of interesting. They recruit against each other quite a bit. They are like-minded institutions. I think Northwestern's taken a lot of pride in scheduling the Stanfords, the Dukes. They used to play Vanderbilt on a regular basis. Notre Dame, they've played a couple of times in recent years. And so I wouldn't say it's bragging rights or anything, but it's I think, one of the better early season non-conference games, and certainly maybe the best, one of the best of week one in college football this year.
Dave, you always hear that teams sort of follow the personality of their coach, and when you look at Northwestern in recent memory, it's been the front seven that has sort of been the strength of this team. It seems to be no different this year.
No question. I mean, you have guys up there, you have the Millers, Alex Miller, Sam Miller, you have Jordan Thompson's gone, but Joe Gaziano has a chance to leave as the all-time sack leader at Northwestern, and they get after guys. I mean, Iowa knows that. The Hawkeyes have seen this Northwestern defensive line, which isn't necessarily always full of four- or five-star guys, but they tend to get after it. And, you know, you look at the job they do at the end of the year, it doesn't hurt to have a solid linebacking core in their front seven, you know, with Patty Fisher in the middle. I think, you know, he's certainly got to be considered the key to this defense. And I think he's poised to have another tremendous year. Remember, this is only his third year as a starter, too. So he's really, I think, going to be one of the best defensive players, certainly in the Big Ten, maybe in all of college football.
Is the offensive line an area of emphasis for Pat Fitzgerald as he brought in a new offensive line coach, the former Arkansas offensive line coach, Kurt Anderson?
You know, Anderson comes in. Adam Cushing, who's been the offensive line coach for more than a decade, became a head coach downstate now. And so, yeah, I mean, I think this was important. I know that Anderson's very much a high-energy guy. And, you know, as a lot of offensive line coaches, as you guys know, a lot of them are like that. And but he's got some guys back here. Rashawn Slater, who's, I believe, last I heard, moving over to the left side and is one of the better offensive tackles. He's been a two-year starter for him, just a junior. And, Jared Thomas at center stepped in last year, did a nice job for him. I thought the offensive line got better as the year went on. Again, it's going to be interesting to see how they operate now with a new quarterback and a new offensive line coach. But I think they've got some depth there. I think they've been working on that area. And I think that this line is going to turn out to take a big step this year. I really do.
Dave, a pleasure as always. We'll see you next week in Chicago and on October 26th when the Hawkeyes come to Ryan Field. Thanks a lot.
Anytime, guys. Good talking to you.
Dave Ennett, the play-by-play voice of Northwestern, with us on today's countdown to kickoff. I believe tomorrow's stop will be Maryland, if I recall correctly. We're running out of teams to cover as we reach the halfway point on the countdown to kickoff next Thursday and Friday with you from the Hilton on Michigan Avenue in downtown Chicago for Big Ten Football Media Days. Both days, the Hawkeyes will be in town on Thursday, but they are set to meet the media on Friday, day two of the event. We'll have kind of a better idea of who we're going to be chatting with for you in the coming week or so. If I told you that Northwestern had won 11 straight Big Ten games against Western Division foes, would you believe me? But they have won 11 straight in their division. Northwestern's problem has been those crossover games with the East, but they have not lost a Big Ten West game since losing to Wisconsin in 2017, their first Big Ten West game this year on their schedule. They play at Wisconsin September 28th, so we'll see whether they can run that streak to 12 wins in a row. At Stanford, then they're off right away. This is a really bizarre schedule, because they are at Stanford. Their bye week is week two. They play UNLV, and then they go into Big Ten play September 21st when they host Michigan State. They've got another bye week October 12th. That's right before Ohio State comes to Ryan Field. It'll be interesting to see whether or not Northwestern can capitalize on that game or not. And again, for you Hawkeye fans listening, October 26th is when the Hawkeyes will go into the snake pit that has been Ryan Field in Evanston. They have not had the best of luck there in recent years under Kirk Ferentz. Lots of strange things occur when the Hawkeyes head to the shores of Lake Michigan. 319-366-1600. That is the number to call right now to take home a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. They've got three locations in Cedar Rapids. One in Marion, two in Cedar Rapids, I should say. LaCantina319.com is the website to check out. They are hiring right now if you're looking for work. $30 to La Cantina is yours if you call number 6 to 319-366-1600. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, Kyle is with us. He's going to get you a big board update, and we'll get you ready for the final minutes of the show tonight as we gear up for the All-Star Game in Cleveland. Back with more of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn after this.
Blender Tire Service, where we put service first.
Drive safe this summer with Blender Tire, a great selection of tires from Hankook, Hercules, Nokian, and Yokohama. And to keep rolling safely, stop in for a maintenance check on your car or truck. Blender Tire Service, Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Coupons and more specials at blendertire.com.
Come to Blender Tire Service for quality tires and service.
More than just tires.
Are you sitting at your cubicle right now pretending to be happy? Why don't you get yourself up, go to Buffalo Wild Wings for a real happy hour. It's called happy hour for a reason. $2 domestic drafts, $3 premium shots, $5 loaded nachos, and more. Plenty of TVs, plenty of beer specials throughout the summer. So tell your supervisor to go supervise those deadbeats on the third floor because you're going to happy hour at Buffalo Wild Wings. And as always, tell them that Alex Kuhn from KGYM sent you.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 0.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at Jiffy Lube.
Progressive Field in Cleveland, Ohio, the 2019 Major League Baseball All-Star Game.
Coverage begins tonight at 6 o'clock here on the gym, KGYM.
And that is the reason we'll be stepping aside a little early tonight. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on 1600 AM Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio. Also heard on 107.5 FM and in Iowa City at 106.3 FM. Todd and Alex with you from Chick-fil-A's Lindale location, located on Collins Road Northeast, adjacent to Lindale Mall. Celebrating Cow Days. We'll be here till 7 o'clock. Dress up like a cow, get a free entree. Same goes for the kiddos. They look like a cow. They're going to get a free kids meal. It's part of the national promotion at Chick-fil-A, good all across the country. But we're at the Lindale location. Stop on by and say hi. We owe you a big board update brought to you by Alexander Lumber in Iowa City. Here's Kyle.
After a bit of shuffling around on the Iowa women's basketball staff, it was announced that Lisa Bluter is named Ugo Wigwe, the new director of basketball operations. She played at Temple and received a master's degree in globalization and development communications before playing overseas, as well as for the Nigerian national team, before spending last season as an assistant coach at Graceland University. Fans will be happy to know that another Hawkeye program added to its assistant staff with a defensive specialist. That's right, Vicky Brown and the Iowa volleyball team hired Bobby Hughes as an assistant coach, bringing him out of the high school ranks in Illinois, where he spent 12 years at Regina Dominican High School. The Colonels made it a perfect 8-0 start to start the month of July yesterday with a 6-5 victory over Quad Cities. The Colonels trailed for most of the night before a 4-run rally in the top of the ninth. Gabe Snyder drew a walk to make it 5-3, a wild pitch scored Jacob Pearson to make it 5-4, and a 2-run single by Tyler Webb brought the lead, closed out with a save from Jose Martinez. The team is off today, coming home for a home series starting tomorrow with the Great Lakes. And tonight, we're off the air a bit early to bring you the All-Star Game from Cleveland. We'll pick up coverage at 6 before first pitch around 6:30.
All right, a couple minutes to go here at Cow Days. Again, you have until 7 o'clock to make your way to Chick-fil-A Lindale or any Chick-fil-A location and wear your spots, get a free entree, Cow Days, always a fun time here at Chick-fil-A. Don't forget, you can download their mobile app. Very easy to use. You can even pick up points to use toward free treats like a free chicken sandwich. A couple minutes here. Poll question available, KGYMRadio.com. Who wins tonight's All-Star game, the American League or the National League? Alex, I'll ask you that same question right now. Who you got tonight?
I'm going to go ahead and say that they continue their dominance. Give me the American League tonight.
I cannot learn from my past mistakes. Every year I pick the National League, and every year I'm slightly disappointed. I think this is a game that you should be able to watch and enjoy if you're a baseball fan and not have too many allegiances, but I just can't extract myself from the National League. So I'll be pulling for Hyun-Jin Ryu and the National League All-Stars tonight in Cleveland. We'll take you there in just a matter of minutes. And all three frequencies, 1600 AM, 106.3, and 107.5 FM. Coming up on the program tomorrow, we'll be back in studio on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids as we get you ready for the rest of the week. The countdown to kickoff will continue as we'll take a look at the Maryland Terrapins on the program tomorrow, unless something changes. A lot more ready for you, but right now we'll take you to Cleveland, Progressive Field, the 90th Midsummer Classic between the American League and the National League. If you missed anything from today's program, our podcast will be available for you shortly at KGYMRadio.com. And don't go anywhere, because we're sticking around here at Chick-fil-A's Lyndale location over the next hour. You'll be hearing from us from time to time, breaking in to the All-Star broadcast.
Is the car you're driving 2012 or newer? If so, here's something you need to know. Today's newer engines run hotter, making them more vulnerable to carbon buildup.